Everyone, welcome to episode 2 of CNS Radio, which is Complete Nonsense Radio. It is Friday, July 2nd, 2016. Thank you very much for tuning to the first episode. I know it's a little short, but when I put it in the description that I wung it, I pretty much fucking wung it. I had no idea what to say. Because, you know, that little pilot just wanted to see how things were going. And right now, things are actually going really, really good. Anyways, before I ended my first episode of my podcast, I actually asked you guys about your most embarrassing story. And I got nothing so far. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually tell you guys my most embarrassing story. I think I was 8, maybe 9 years old. I actually just moved to the city I'm living in right now. It's my dad, my cousin, and myself, and I think my sister, but I can't remember. Is my sister? Anyways, it really doesn't matter. Just the main 3 people is actually there. Anyways, here's my cousin, my dad, and myself. We're on our way to our local mall. We said to ourselves, hey, we're hungry. Let's go get some food. Yay, let's go to the food court. Anyways, we did that. We're getting some food. And I felt like I needed to take a piss. So I decided to go take a piss. And before I did that, my dad actually says to me, he's like, did you know people actually drop money along those bathrooms? Then I thought to myself, fuck yeah, let's get some money. I'm 8 years old. I'm 9 years old. Let's get some fucking cash. So let's just spend it on gumballs and shit. Anyways, next thing you know, my head is just down, not even paying attention to whatever the hell's in front of me. It's just down, looking back and forth, back and forth, literally back and forth, back and forth. Next thing you know, I'm going to I'm actually taking a piss, going to take a piss. Next thing you know, my head's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I look up. All of a sudden, there's this lady. Then I put my head up. I was like, then she was like, hi. Then I just bolted out of that washroom like so quick. I was like, my cousin's like, Joe, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. Let's just go take a piss. So I go take a piss. Then I think in the back of my head, I'm like, please don't tell dad. Please don't tell dad. Please don't tell dad. You know, just pretty much the whole gist of it. Anyways, that's my embarrassing story. And I kind of want to brush up on my worst injury. This may make you feel like a little cringy. I actually have 2 stories for you guys. Number one, it was actually the summer, because it was the first day of summer. I think it was last week or anything else. I don't know. I don't keep track of these fucking solstice or whatever. Anyways, here's last week of summer. I was just about to go into junior high. I was like, you know what? I'm so bored right now. So guess what I do? I take out the hose. I attach a sprinkler. So I was pretty much jumping around in my sprinkler. Legit. Jumping around in my sprinkler. And just jumping through it, sliding through it, you name it, I was doing it. Then I thought to myself, I'm like, hey, I haven't done a somersault before. That'd be so cool if I could actually jump over that little water stream, over like that some kind of fucking James Bond shit. Anyways, guess what I did? I jump over that water stream, land straight on my left arm hard. I didn't feel like a break or anything. I was like, ow. Then all of a sudden, I just say to my mom, I'm like, Mom, I think I did something really, really bad to my arm. She's like, oh, Joe, you know what? You're okay. You're okay. I'm like, Mom, I'm really not. She's like, no, you're okay. Then just she proceeds to talk to her best friend. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll just suck it up or whatever. I think she was just pretty much giving me tough love. Anyways, so a couple days roll by and still hasn't really healed. So I say to my mom, I'm like, Mom, I think I really need to get this like checked out or whatever. So we go ahead and check it out. Everything seemed looked okay, but they just put a cast on it just to be on the safe side. Okay. So they put a cast on the rest of my summer was pretty much gone, you know. Anyways, after that, I did my first and second day of school in this cast, right? And this is the first day of junior high. This is the first day of like middle school hardcore shit. You know, this is the make or break of your goddamn future. On a side note, my future was pretty much dead, anyways. Anyways, so of course, I'm writing some introductory notes or whatever to my classes, everything else, you know, getting used to new environment, new people, yada, yada, yada. Anyways. Right after the second day of school, my mom comes, picks me up from school, or did I ride the bus? Anyways, it doesn't really matter. I get home, my mom says to me, hey Joe, let's take off that, let's go down to the doctor's and take off that cast. I'm like, yes, finally. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we go down to the doctor's, and then the doctor comes down and he takes off my cast. And this is like the circular saw shit. I cannot speak tonight. Saw. I was like, if that catches my skin, I'm pretty much done for it. The nurse is like, oh yeah, don't, no, don't worry. It's not gonna penetrate your skin. It's not gonna penetrate your skin. I'm like, bitch, I don't trust you. So, she tests it on your skin or her skin. Just do a little pointer fingers like, zzz. I'm like, okay, fine. Do it. Okay. So she does it. She opens up the cast. And of course, my arm hasn't really had any breathers or whatever for like at least 8 weeks or something. Oh, I would say 8 weeks. I would say at least a couple of weeks. Couple of weeks. So then all of a sudden, I just start feeling just faint. Thought I was like dying right when that nurse opened up that cast. I thought that was pretty much just like my nail in my coffin. That was it. Then I was like, Mom, I really am not feeling that well. Right? Then I just felt like so lightheaded. I pretty much like felt like I was on like so much marijuana. Like literally. But I did not smoke it. But the best thing about that was I had, or I guess some doctors or whatever, gave me like this kid's Advil or whatever in like the liquid form. So I was like, oh, okay, fine. Gives it to me. Then I just start laying down. Then we go to the other medical place or whatever, because I guess they can't cut cash or whatever. So we had to go from one point of the city to another point. Yeah, it was just a huge ordeal. Anyways, when we get there, well, during the trip there, my sister always likes to sit in the front. I said, hey, I'm gonna be sitting in the front. I need to lay back. That'd be awesome. So I just start laying back, and literally, I thought my l life was flashing through my eyes. I just felt like I was dying, like hardcore. I was like, oh, kill me now, kill me now, kill me now. So then we got there. I started feeling a little better. And yeah. Anyways, let's rewind back a little here. Because I wouldn't say that's my worst injury. I think this is going to be the icing on the cake. I was in grade 4. I was waiting for my bus to elementary school. And this is when I first moved into my city. This was the summer when I was going from grade 3 to grade 4. So I was just starting to grade 4. Anyways, so there's this playground right by our bus stop, and we always like to go to the playground before we go to school. Sweet, that was fine. So it's springtime. I decide to wear my jean jacket because that was the shit in the 2000s. Or was it even? No, it was the 90s still. It was the fucking 90s still. It wasn't the millennium. It was the fucking 90s. Anyways, I was just sporting my jean jacket. All of a sudden, I just start going on the swing, just start going up and down, up and down, up and down. Next thing you know, I see the bus. I was like, oh shit, the bus, right? So I just start trying to slow down. I jump off of the swing, then I guess a button or something got caught up in the chain, brings me back, hits me down straight on my stomach. Then it just knocked the wind out of me like hardcore. I was like, so then I say to my dad, I'm like, Dad, I can't go to school. I can't go to school. No, Joe, you gotta go to school. You gotta go to school. So I go on the bus just in incredible amounts of pain. Then I get to my classroom, had to tackle the day with the apparent injury. Anyways, school's done. I was like, finally. I go home. My dad says, how you feeling, bud? I'm like, not that great. He's like, let's see it. Then I guess I just had like the scrape across like my rib cage or whatever. Then he's like, holy, I should have let you stay home from school today. I would actually count that as a serious injury. I'm like, thanks, Dad. Where was that this morning? But yeah. Anyways, guys, I'm gonna wrap this up. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you like the podcast, please subscribe to it. I put out new episodes every Friday. So all I could say is keep at rail, ya motherfuckers.